Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka, today is Tuesday, January 31st, 2017. It's warming up. It's 34 degrees now. It's jumped 3 whole degrees in the past half hour. And I've got some warm personalities in the studio with me, too. This is Janet Clark. She is the education director at the Sitka Sound Science Center. She also coordinates the great scientists in the school's program. Good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
And she's joined by Mia Corte, who is the Sitka Whale Fest director and science outreach coordinator over at the Science Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's great to have you both in to talk about what it sounds like is a pretty big day at the Science Center tomorrow. What's going on? What's going on tomorrow?
Yes, thank you. So tomorrow we have a really exciting art dedication with Nancy Ricketts. She has created some artwork to hang in our Ricketts lab in honor of her dad, Ed Ricketts. It will be at 3 p.m. at the Science Center tomorrow, February 1st. And we're really excited and honored that she's bringing this over. So we hope that people will come and join us and get to learn a little bit about the history of Ed Ricketts and his connection to the Science Center.
Yeah, I've heard she's needle-pointed a jellyfish.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. It's going to be great.
Okay, and that's 3 o'clock tomorrow, and that piece of art is going to be installed in the Ricketts Lab at the Sitka Sound Science Center. So 3 o'clock. And then if you stick around, there's a big event happening that evening, which is part of an ongoing series called Behind the Scenes.
Yes, and it's exactly what it sounds like. We really thought about how to involve the community, which is very always engaged in our programs. So we tried something new this year where we're asking that people be more comfortable at the Science Center, come over and hang out with us and learn something new. So it's a really informal learning series for adults where they get to hang out and meet other community members and learn something, a very specific topic that we work with at the Science Center. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about mollusks, and we involve the staff and we'll involve other people in the community, and we hope that people will come eager to learn and maybe learn a little bit more about us and feel comfortable coming more often to the Science Center.
And Emily, I think that happened that way for our very first one. Our initiation behind the scenes was on echinoderms, the sea stars and their cousins. Fantastically enthusiastic group of adults showed up. And what we found is they were completely thrilled to be able to be at the Science Center for their own explorations. So many of our adults come to the Science Center with their own children, with visiting families, maybe even as teachers, and they bring their classrooms along. And in that case, they're always caretaking others. In this time, they got to come and do exactly what they felt like they wanted to explore. So they looked at things that they'd never seen under the microscope. Some of them were shocked to discover the different layers of spines on the sea urchins and things like that, things they'd never seen before, as well as they got to do something in our aquarium that all of us actually realize is quite helpful, siphoning the tanks. But they found for the first time they could walk around those touch tanks, accomplish a task while talking with others, sipping on a favorite beverage. It was a great time that we all had together as staff at the Science Center and other adults in the community and working together on exploring and learning new things, which is what we love to do at the Science Center. So it really is neat.
And so this, Behind the Scenes is taking place tomorrow,
Wednesday, 5:30 to 7.
Okay.
So it's just a little chunk of time in the evening for an adult. Stop in, some munchies, beverages. And here's the great thing. Each time it'll be a little different format. Tomorrow's event will feature 3 different areas of the Science Center to discover. One of them, Esther Kennedy, will be there from the Sitka Tribe of Alaska's Biotoxin Lab. She will be speaking about plankton and their role with shellfish in terms of shellfish toxins, et cetera. And I know the community's interested in that.
She's a plankton expert. She knows so much about this. So Esther will be there.
Yeah, and if you haven't had the opportunity to have conversations with Esther, you're in for a great treat. Mm-hmm. Also, Lauren Bell will set up in the research lab. She wants to share with the adults in our community what she's doing with abalone research. She's our dive research biologist. She will talk about what she is doing, and not only that, she'll share with the group what are the tools she uses, how she measures, what all the things that probably I have to suspect many people don't know is going on.
Okay.
I can't tell you how interesting that is. And then people who know Roger Valian, you know that he is an outstanding expert about the kinds of animals that are below the surface of the waters, in this case, mollusks. And we have in our aquarium very interesting shellfish. And some of the antics of those shellfish, probably the most people don't know about. But I think if you've never seen the different kinds of scallops and abalone and bivalves and gastropods, et cetera, in our tanks, got to come and see those.
It sounds very hands-on, too. So you're allowed to get involved with the actually siphoning of the aquarium, in the case of the last behind the scenes, and this one, who knows?
Hands will be in the water. Let's put it that way.
I guess to top it all off, registration opens tomorrow Sitka Sound Science Center's famous summer camps. These are week-long camps that basically partner with other organizations to bring the sciences to kids. What are some of the camps this year? Can you give us just a little teaser?
I'd love to give an overview. Yes, a teaser's there. We've had many people asking, when will they open? So the
tomorrow's
big day
the
is
day.
Tomorrow, right? And the theme of this year's camp is motion. So all the camps have some element of exploration of motion in those. We do group campers by age groups. So there are camps at each level, those kids entering grades 1 through 3, grades entering 4 through 6, and those entering grades 7 through 9 that I think are, I mean, all camps turn out to be stellar camps, but there are some very interesting ones. For instance, the whole summer will open up with a camp that is for kids entering 1st through 3rd grade, and it's called Animal Locomotion. I don't know if we can, I mean, could that be any cuter? In this case, we're expecting that kids will look to nature to see the strategies that animals use for movement, and they themselves will therefore complete certain challenges based on those observations. And so the tinkering and the experimentation and the building that goes along with this camp on animal locomotion will result in some absolutely outstandingly and super sweet things, I'm
so
sure.
So we're going to have first graders slithering around.
Oh, I think from my experience last year, there's nothing like the complete focus of first graders when they have a project to complete in the week's camp. So
nice. What other camps are you?
So the other one I'm really interested in, I think there's kind of a theme that runs through this as well as motion, but also the emphasis on engineering and essentially on innovative thinking. And this is one that kind of pervades the entire offerings of camps this year, culminating in one of the ones that I'm super excited about at the middle level grades. That is, I mean, I'm talking about middle school grades, those entering 7th through 9th.
Okay.
It's a camp titled Revolution.
Revolution.
And ooh. Revolution is a really interesting camp of which we're going to be exploring the engineering processes of testing products and of developing processes through these ideas of innovative and flexible thinking. We will have 2 guest engineers leading this camp. They'll be flying in. They're coming from major corporations, including one of them, Tesla.
Wow.
And we will be speaking about the ideas associated with testing products and the processes in very groundbreaking research.
Great. What is the registration fee for this camp, and when does registration close?
Good question. So the camp fees are $125 each for each of the weeks. There is a discounted fee for members of Science Center, and also for our military families.
So if you're a Coast Guard family.
Yes, if you're a Coast Guard family, $100 gets you a full 5 days of camps for your kids, which is, I think, unbelievably modest. Yeah. And the camps will stay open until they're full, but my experience from last year is those camps for kids entering 4 through 6 filled up rather quickly. So I would certainly not dilly-dally on that.
Okay.
I also want to speak about one other camp that is unusual. We initiated it last year. It's called Family Camp, which sounds really unusual because mostly kids get to go to camp.
Right.
But in Family Camp, adults get to go to camp with their special children. So that might be a visiting grandparent can come to camp with grandchildren. Maybe you have an aunt or an uncle that would love to spend some quality time with the visiting nephews and nieces. Or maybe there are some family friends that like to do things in the summer together. An adult or two adults can sign up with one or two children for the fee of $150.
Nice.
And
I see the theme is Earth in Motion.
Exactly.
The topic is dirt.
Yeah. In this case, we're partnering with the U.S. Forest Service, and we have three amazing days of field trips planned, three different places that we'll visit on our island that will speak about the Earth in Motion. And in this case, we'll look at the idea of plates moving in terms of transverse faults. We'll look at uplift, and we'll look at erosion and deposition. And we will find places on the island that we'll travel to and see all of those as we can look at the dirt that shows it happened.
Mm. You know, my big takeaway from our just conversation this morning is the Sika Sound Science Center is not just for kids. Adults can get their hands dirty in water or in dirt, however they wish. And registration opens tomorrow for those camps. And how should people get in touch with you if they're looking to register? What should they? Should they go online or should they call, or what's the best way?
Yes, we usually will go ahead and post our registration link on our Facebook page and our website,
okay.
And we'll email all our members. So we really try to get some flyers out and paper applications as well as online applications. So we're really trying to kind of meet people wherever it makes it most convenient.
Great. All right. And that website is sikascience.org if you want to learn more about registration. Thank you so much for both coming in. Janet Clark is the Education Director at the Sika Sound Science Center, and Mia Corte is the Whale Fest Director and Outreach Coordinator.
Thanks, Emily.
Emily, thank you.
You're listening to Raven Radio.